This is v'yochal teinim. He eats figs and he separates a korban. V'yifras korban. He separates a korban. So clearly, this is only for the second shvua. The first shvua he wasn't over yet. The first shvua was he can't eat both teinim and anovim. The second shvua is that he can't eat figs. So by only eating figs, the chur is only over the second shvua, and he separated a korban for that. And then he goes and eats grapes by itself. So heavy lo anovim chatzishir. These anovim now by itself, the chur is not an iser. It's only a chatzishir. The first shvua was that it's also both figs and grapes. And now that you separate the korban from the first figs, it's like it's finished with the first figs. Now that you eat grapes is a new aveirah, and that's only a chatzishir. The chatzishir lo mechayev korban. The chatzishir not chayev korban. Let's tell you hokinami. We're going to Yomar Shvua Shloy Oichel Eser. First, he swore he would not eat 10 pieces of bread. For Chorz of Yomar, then he goes again. So, second time, Shvua Shloy Oichel Tisha. So, he would not eat 9 pieces of bread. The Oichel Tisha. Now, what happened was he ate 9 pieces of bread and ripped his korban, set aside a korban. So, he finished with the 9 pieces. The Yachakak Oichel Asira, then he eats the 10th bread. Heavenly Asira Chatishir. The 10th bread by itself is only a chatzishir. The chatzishir lo mechayiv. The Zatzad Eifa said, you only chayiv one korban and not two korbanis. There is a case. This is the case that you only be chayiv one korban and not two. In the case that you first ate the 9 and you set aside a korban for it. So now, what you eat the 10th one, that's only one bread by itself. One bread by itself is not the Yisra Shvua, it's only a chatzishur. On a chatzishur, you'd be parted from the korban. This could be the case of Eifa. This would be the one
again that Eifa said before, in the case where you make a shvua that shloi oichel eser and he won't eat 10 pieces, and then you made a shvua you not eat 9. So he said yoni chayiv one, and we said no, he's wrong, because when you eat, make the first shvua of 10, if you only eat 9 it's mutter, and now the second shvua after you not even eat 9, so second shvua is chal. But there is this one case where we could have even Eifa's case. So even though he made a shvua not to eat 10, and then he made a shvua not to eat 9, and he ate all 10, but still there's a case that's only chayiv 1. And that's the case that first he ate 9, and he was mafresh a korban, and then he ate the 10th one, at that time it's only still the chatzishir, so this is the case, only be chayiv 1 korban. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding up Chof Tess Amral for the Mishnah. A zelhi shvua shov. What is considered a shvua shov? A shvua that as soon as you said it, we see it's in vain. We see the sheker. But the locker is, we have two types of shvuas really. There's a shvua sheker and a shvua shov. Sheker means when you say it, we do not know if it's really a lie or not. We have to see what's going to be. Shov means as soon as you say it, everybody hears right away that that's a sheker. That's called a shvua shov. On this, you're not chai the korban, only malchus. So what's considered a shvua shov? Nishpa l'shana says yadu l'yodam. You make a shvua, you swear, but you say the opposite of what people understand. Everybody knows it. That means Omar ala omot shel evin shu shel zov. You get into an argument and you say this is bima, this platform is made out of gold, and really everybody knows it's made out of stone. So as soon as you swear that this is made out of gold, everybody knows that that's a sheker. That's called the shvua shov. Or else, the aloish shuisha. Somebody swears that this man is a lady. And in a case where everybody knows, it's really a man. So, I'm saying, in a case where you know, it has to be a doer, right? The aloish shuisha. Or else he swears that this lady is a man. In the case where everybody knows she's a lady, so such a case is called a shvua shov. That the shvua is, it's not really chaos, it's just called shov right away, there's malchus. Nishpa al dov, this is one category of a shvua shov. Another one is nishpa al dov or shiyef shiloi. You swear on something that you cannot do. If you make a shvua on something that's not possible, so also we know right now that you cannot do it, and therefore the shvua is not really chal, but it's called a shvua shov. You say like this: in lo reisi gomel shaporach biavir. Somebody swears that I'm going to make these pears also on me if I did not see a flying camel. Like he's trying to tell people that he saw a flying camel. And getting so excited, he's saying, I'm going to make a shvua that I'm not going to eat bread today if it's not true what I say if I did not see a flying camel. So we know it's something that's not possible. Therefore, think the lawyer eats the nachosh kekaris beis chabad. He gets excited. I swear I will not eat today if it's not press of olives. On an olive for a nice long bean, press them down and make the oil come out. So somebody swears that I make something. Gemara exactly what the problem is. Gemara says there were snakes so big. Gemara says the color wasn't the same color. It wasn't the same color as the kerbis based about. Here he swore that he saw a snake the same color, the same form as the kerbis based about, the bean, the pressing bean. Now another case is, Omali Eidim, somebody says to two Eidim, Bovei Duni, come and say this for me. You were there when Reuven borrowed $1,000 from me, and now he says he never took it. I want you to come and be Eidim for me. So the two people say, Shavua Shlonitcha, we swear that we will not come and say this for you. That's also called the Shvua, which should be Mevatel a Mitzvah. It's called Nishpa Mevatel a Mitzvah. That's called you made a Shvua to be Mevatel a Mitzvah. Because Midiraisa, there's a Mitzvah for you to come and say Eidus. If you know Eidus for somebody, and that person comes and asks you, come to Bezdin for me, you have a Mitzvah essay to go and say Eidus. So the Shvua you're saying now is a Shvua against the Torah. So the shrua is not chal. That's another category of a shrua shov. That you make a shrua that's not chal right now, that's called a shrua shov. Another case of levatlas mitzvahs poshid, shloi lasoi sukkah. Person swears he will not make a sukkah, meaning he will not go into the sukkah. So that shrua is not chal. You can't make a shrua against a mitzvah. So therefore it's called a shrua shov. As soon as it comes out of your mouth, it's in vain, it has no value to it, you'll receive malchus for the shvuah. For shvalita luluf, or else you swear you're not going to take a luluf today on sukkahs. For shvalaniach tefillin, I'm not going to wear tefillin today. Zui shvuah shav. These are the cases of a shvuah shav, it's a vain shvuah. That what's the halacha? Shechayav ma'avdoinei malchus. That if you do it, the mezid, and the standards are thrown, they warn you beforehand, and you still you make the shvuah the mezid, you chayav malchus. V'yashir gosai potah. But if you're shaydig when you make the shua, you don't realize it, you think you could do it, so then you're potter. You're not chayv a korban. A korban is only on a shua's bitum. A shua's bitum means you swear that you will eat, you will not eat, or you ate already, that we do not know if it's shov. When you, even though you swear that yesterday you ate, and really you did not eat yesterday, so really it's a shov right away. But the pshat is we do not know it. Nobody knows that that's a sheker. You swear, you're telling us that yesterday you ate. As far as we know, maybe it's true. We have to first find out later. That's called the shvuah zbito. It's only a shvuah sheker. There you chayv a korban. But a shvuah shov, that right now it's mefursim, that it's a sheker, here you put them in a korban. What's going to be shvuah shoichel kikazu? First he swears he's going to eat this bread. So that's shvuah chal, that's a regular shvuah zbito. You have an issa upon you now that you have to eat this bread. Then he says, Shvua Shloyach Lenu. Then he makes a second Shvua, no, I will not eat the bread. So what's the law called? Horishoina Shvua Zbitui. The first Shvua he said is a good Shvua. That's a Shvua Zbitui. That's Mechayiv him now to eat the bread. He has an Isra upon him that he has to eat his bread. V'yashniya, the second Shvua, is a Shvua Shav. That's considered a Shvua Shav. Because at the time when you swore you're not going to eat it, it's Levat Lesa Mitzvah. You already put a Mitzvah upon yourself. Teat the bread. Your first shvua gave you a mitzvah teat the bread. So now you cannot make a shvua mitzvah. It's in vain. Therefore, it's a shvua shav. Now, ochla, what's going to be if you ate this bread today? Oivra shvua shav. You'd only get malchus if you do it to make it for the shvua shav that you said. But for the first shvua that you said you'll eat, you know about the bread. He's over the first shvua that he savad is over mishum shvua shav also. It means af mishum shvuah zvitui. He's chayiv twice. He's chayiv once for the first shvuah that he did not eat the bread, and secondly, the second shvuah that he said that he's not going to eat the bread, that was a shvuah shav. So for that, he's also chayiv who received malchus. So in such a case, if it did have been made, he'll receive twice malchus. Nothing more says. Oma ula. That's what the Mishnah says, a shvuah shav, is if you do a la'odam, people have to know about it. It's hu shenikl gimel b'nayodam. At least three people have to know that this platform is made out of stone and not gold. So if three people know, Rashi before his mazba, when three people know, that's called mefusim. Three people know something, they'll tell other people, that's called it's known. So if three people know that this bima is made out of wood, and now you come and swear this is made out of gold, That's called a shvua shov. As soon as you said the shvua, it's mefusim, people know it's a sheker. That's called a shvua shov. There's no kodesh. Nishpar adovo sheyefshe aloi. He swears on something that it cannot be. Im larisi goma porfiyaz. The shvua was, if I did not see a flying camel. So the question is, shvua sheri'isi loy komer. He did not swear that he saw it, but rather he swears that he did not see it. So what's wrong with that? Nobody sees it. So why is the shvua shov? He swears that he did not see a flying camel. It's very good. So Mar says, no. Mayim larisi. What does he need to say if I did not see it? So Abayi Roma, to me, learn, but the gish should be, shvua sheri'isi loy komer. Mayim larisi. What's wrong if he swears he did not see it? Very good. He did not see a flying camel. So Abayi says, to me, shvua sheri'isi. The gears in the Mishnah should be that the person is swearing that he did see a flying camel. And that can't be, therefore it's a shvua shov. Rav says the case is like this. The Oymah, the person is saying, Ya'asro kopera shabayla malai. Listen, all of the fruits in the world should be yosa to me. I'm making a nisa neder, that all of the fruits of the world should be yosa to me. Im loy reisi goma perech liaver. If it's not the fact that I saw a flying camel, that's what he meant to say. Sim loy reisi really means that I did see it. And I'm telling you so strong that I saw it, that if I did not see it, then all the fruit should be offered to me. That's the way he's saying that he saw this flying camel. In such a case, we say the neder is not chal, but rather it's called the neder shov, or shua shov, and nothing is chal that she receives malchus. Oh, malay revina lalashi, why is the, he asked him a question like this, why is this called a shov? Why is it called a sheker? Vidilma maybe, hai gavritzi poira rabba chozi. Maybe today when the guy was going to shul, he saw a big, big bird flying up there. A big bird, the biggest one he ever saw. And v'yastikleh shmei gamlo. So what he means to say is, when I say that I saw a flying camel, all he meant to say was, I saw a big bird today. But maybe he's not saying sheker. Even though his words itself, he said a camel, but maybe that's not what he meant to say. What he meant to say was just, I saw a big, big bird up there. And maybe that's true. So why do we say for sure it's a shove? Maybe it's true what he's saying. So more answers. You know, this question, he called Mishtaba, Darti Tidei Ishtaboi. Ishtaba, and when he swears, he's swearing according to his own das, his own understanding. And his own understanding is that, yes, I saw a big, big bird today, and I'm calling that huge bird a camel. So why is the Mishnah saying it's a shvua shov? The Chitama, maybe you'll answer me. But in this halacha, that we always go after the words that you say. You have to be careful what you say. You said you saw a flying camel. That's it. So we have to go after what we hear from you. We hear from you that you saw a flying camel. That's not possible. That's called the shvua shov. Even though you meant something else, your das meant something else, but since you said this, you have no right to tell us what you meant. We have to go after what we hear from your mouth. But so pull me as linen. And v'loy yazlin, we do not go after v'osa daite. We do not go after what you're going to interpret you meant to say, but rather by hilchas shvuah, you have to be very careful what you say. What you say, that's what it means. And therefore you swore you saw a flying camel, that's not true. So Mar would say, is this the pshat? I'll ask you a question on this. For a time you brought like this. Kishimashbi and Oisai, when you come to Bezdin, and there's two baladinim there, and one is Mechayev, the other one to swear to him, that one says, I paid you back the money. So Bezin says, okay, swear that you paid him back the money. So Bezin tells him before he swears, Bezin says to the person, have a day you should know and be careful. We're not swearing to you, we're not making you swear that you'll be able to interpret what you mean to say. But rather, the words you say is going to go according to the way we understand it. V'yadas bezdin. That's what bezdin has to tell the person before he swears. So now, my timer. Why does bezdin have to warn him? Lav mishum isn't it because the bezdin will not warn him? The Armenian we say duma is kanduri yoyevle. That this person telling us in bezdin that I paid you back the money, and now he's going to swear that I paid you back the money. So we have to be afraid, even though the person did not pay you back the money, he's going to tell us. You know what I meant to say? I meant to say that I gave him back his kanduri, his chips of wood. I gave you back pieces of wood. The asked the clue, Zuzi, and I'm calling this wood money. Sichi komishtabo adarti didei komishtabo. Because the person, otherwise, would have right to say, I swore the truth. I swore that I paid you back money. You know what I meant to say? I meant to say that I gave you back chips of wood, pieces of wood. I call pieces of wood money. So mashma, the person would be able to say this. Therefore, Bezna has to warn him and tell him, no, we're not going to take this from you. We're giving you a warning beforehand that when we make you swear, you swear when you say you pay back money, it has to be the way we understand money. We understand money to be money, and not wood. So you see, Bezna has to warn the person. But if Bezna would not warn him, then he would be able to tell us that's what he meant. So you see, in Hilchos Shvuah, you could go after what you mean. Tomorrow says, well, that's not the pshat. Of course, if the person would say, I gave you back money, and you only gave him back wood, we would not believe that. However, we have to go after his words that he said. If so, why does Bezna have to warn him so much? We'll see later the famous case that a person came in front of Rava, and he owed somebody $1,000. What he did was he said, here's a cane, a hollow cane, hold it for me for 3 days. And inside the cane was $1,000. So during those 3 days, the guy went to Bezna and swore, I gave him $1,000. And then after he swore, he goes back to the guy and says, give me back my cane. So in such a case, the guy really swore the truth. When he swore in Bezna that I gave you $1,000, it's true. He gave you a cane to watch, and inside the cane was $1,000, so he gave it to you. So that's what Bezna is afraid about. His Bezna is not afraid that you're going to call money wood, that we will not listen to you. We go after the words that you say. But even if you go after the words, here the guy is like a rabbi, is fooling us, and it's really an emes what he's saying. He really gave him $1,000. So for that we're afraid, that we want a Hilchos Din Torah, what's called giving him $1,000, that the guy knows about it, and he has the right to use it, and he's going to keep the money. But just to give him $1,000, and if he cut him, to hold for 2 days, that's not called paying back. So maybe, like Malacha, we go after Pume, what the person says, and by Shua's Bezdin is different. Okay, Toshma, go bring another proof, another question. It says, V'chein Masinu, same thing we find, Kishashbiya Moishas Yisrael. When Moshe after Sinai was Mashbiya Chai Yisrael, from the Kabbalah to Torah, so before Moshe made us swear, he said like this, Omer Lehen, he said to Chai Yisrael, do you should know, Shloi Adaitchem Ani Mashbiya Tchem, I'm not making you swear according to your understanding, Ela rather al das hamakam, according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding, we al dalti, and I want to understand it. That's what Moshe told Klal Yisrael. So the question is again, via Mai. What did Moshe have to say before? What is he afraid? If you tell me, you always goes Bosor, the Pume, what they say, so via Mai, Leimelu, let Moshe just say to Klal Yisrael, Kaimu, my diyam, eloka, I want you to accept now what Hashem is telling you. That's all Moshe should have said, and not more. That they would say yes, they can't go against their own words. Even if they'll say they meant something else, but they said the words, we go after the words. The word says, no, that's not good. And love isn't it? No. Love isn't it? Mishum damastik adatayu avoris kichovim. That they could tell us, even though they said the word Eloka, still, we meant an avodah zarah. So you see, even though you say the words of Hashem, you'll have a right to tell us later, you meant an avodah zarah. That's why Moshe had to tell them clearly, you're swearing according to my God. You see, you do not go after the words, but after what the person could think. So Moshe says, Lord, you're different. Because now, Avodah Zarah also is called Eloha. It's not a question here that they could say they meant it. The word itself may mean an Avodah Zarah. You see, the Pasuk says, Elohei Chesed, Elohei Zav. So the Pasuk calls an Avodah Zarah Elohei. So therefore, if they would just swear, will be Mekayim, what Elokai said, it could be, it really means not by the Zara. So Moshe couldn't have told them to swear that way. It could also be not by the Zara. V'leima lehu, kaimu Torah. Let Moshe say, okay, swear to me that you're going to be Mekayim the Torah. That by the Zara has no Torah, so swear you're going to be Mekayim the Torah. So Moshe says, no, Chod the Torah, it's only Mashma 1, only Torah Shabbat. And Moshe wants them to accept even Torah Shabbat Teh also. Okay? V'lei Mekayim Mishtei Torahs. Moshe should have said to them, swear to me that you're going to be Mekayim both Torahs. The Moshe says, that Lashon, it only means Torah Shchatis, Torah Oshem. Maybe it only means Hilchos of the Chatis, Hilchos of the Oshem. The Torah says, Zeis Torah Shchatis. So you say, I'll be Mekayim the Torahs. Maybe you mean the two Torahs of the Chatis and the Oshem, but not no Torah. Okay, so still let Moshe say to them, Kaim Kol HaTorah Kula. I want you to be swear to me, you'll accept the whole Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula. So Moshe says, no, even the Lashon, you know what it could mean? It could mean, Avodas Kechavim. It only means that they accepted upon themselves not to worship an Avodah Zarah. The Yom HaMakas, we always say, that Chamura Avodas Kechavim is so strong, this Chet, Shekol HaKoifah Bo, which really means whoever accepts an Avodah Zarah, it's an opposite Lashon. If you deny it, it really means if you accept it, Kemoyde B'chol HaTorah Kula. It's like you're admitting to the whole Torah, which means the opposite. If you worship Avodah Zarah, it's like you're a Koifah B'chol HaTorah Kula. Therefore, if you say you're going to be Mekayim, the whole Torah, maybe it only means that you meant to accept not to worship Avodah Zarah. Because if you did not worship Avodah Zarah, that's like you're Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So that Lashon is also no good. For the Marstil, for Leimelu Kaimel Mitzvahs. Mitzvah. Let them say, okay, not Torah, but Mitzvah. Do you accept, you swear, you'll be Mekayim a Mitzvah? So Mar says, such a Lashon, Chod the Mitzvah. It only means one Mitzvah. It does not mean Tariyag. So Mar says, good. Kaimel Mitzvahs. Let them swear, we'll be Mekayim Mitzvahs. The verse is also Tati. It only means two mitzvahs. It still does not mean Tayag mitzvahs. Okay? Let Moshe say to them, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam. Let Moshe say clearly, I want you to swear that you're going to be Mekayim Kol HaMitzvahs. The verse says, no, you know what that Lashon would mean? Mitzvah Sittis. All it would mean is that the Mekayim, the Makabal to Mekayim, Mitzvah Sittis. Also, the MMR we say, Shkul HaMitzvahs. Mitzvahs is equal. Shkul HaMitzvah Sittis. Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam. That the Mitzvah Sittis is connected, Kol HaTorah Kula also. Rashi says, Sittis is, the Gemara says, Uzchatim is Kol Mitzvah Hashem. Gematria Shaloh Sheshmeis. Sittis is Gematria 600. Ushmein Achutim, the 8 strings. The Chamisha Ksharm, the 5 knots. Harei Yudimel, that's Tayag Mitzvahs. So Mitzvahs is equal to Sittis is equal to Tayag Mitzvahs. So if they would only swear that we'll be Mekayim, Kol HaMitzvahs, maybe they only meant to say Sittis, which is Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. So again, back to question, Moshe could have nothing else to say. So Moshe says, no. For Leimelu, Moshe should have said like this, Kaimu Shei Shmeyos, V'sholosh V'sholosh Esrei Mitzvahs. I want you to swear to me you're accepting Taryag Mitzvahs. Here there's no way out. You're swearing clearly, you're accepting all the Mitzvahs. So what do Moshe have to say? Al das hamokim v'yaldati, it must be, because otherwise, even though they say something, they have the right to say, well, we said 613 mitzvahs, we meant 613 of different laws. Not the mitzvahs of the Torah, we meant different laws maybe. So Moshe says, no. Well, the time, according to your time, that you want to say he had to say this, to stop them from thinking differently, for Leimelu, let Moshe just say to them, al daiti. I want you to swear according to the way I understand it. Das Hamakim Lamali. Why did Moshe make them swear according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das also? Anyway, it's a